celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Across America and around the world, today is your day. Father, heal, deliver, save everyone for your glory.
Witness a miracle moment in time that cannot be explained, only experienced. Join Dr. Ron Parsley and hundreds of thousands around the world as they celebrate a 50-year legacy of faith and the power of prayer. Get ready for revival and watch miracles manifest during the most anticipated event of the year. Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m. at World Harvest Church, with special music by Lisa Brunson and the Harvest Music Live Choir, as they lead you in anointed praise and worship on this supernaturally powerful day. Make your plans to be a part of Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service at World Harvest Church, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m.
It's coming to every single area of your life, spirit, soul, body, all that pertains to life and godliness, all the blessing, none of the curse.
Somebody that understands who they are and whose they are, that understands I'm a child of God, and therefore I'm seated in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I have unlimited access. Therefore, I can bring heaven to earth through my prayer life, through my faith. Oh, yeah, there's more than what meets the eye to.
Well, I want to be very, very, very clear. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. I'm here on purpose. I'm here to make a very powerful announcement to every advancing force that your adversary has assembled to assail against you. Hear me. Just one touch from the overwhelming, overflowing, tangible anointing of God Almighty will destroy every concentrated spiritual assault waging war against you today. My message has never changed, and it is more important today. We're going back to the altar for a be made whole miracle healing. That's right. I still believe he's a healer. I'm speaking to you from vocal cords that had cancer. Are you listening? His miracle power and his victory are going to be available to you during our great annual prayer cloth service. It's a holy convocation drawn by the Holy Spirit of God. This is the very season of overwhelming, overthrowing, overflowing miracles through the tangible transfer of the anointing of God Almighty, healing in your body when so very, very many are under attack, deliverance from that oppressive spirit of anxiety and fear and depression that have bombarded our nation. Call today or log on rodparsley.com. I need you to send me your most urgent prayer requests for the specific purpose so that I can add it to the altar and reserve an anointed prayer cloth just for you, and then invite you to believe for your miracle as you join me online or on YouTube or Facebook or rodparsley.tv or any other of our many outlets, your appointment with a miracle. My special guest today, Dr. Medina Pullings, is back with me at Breakthrough. I'm so delighted to see you.
I'm so delighted to be here with my spiritual dad. Revival is going on, yeah. Miracles are happening, yeah. And I'm telling you, we're over there in Richmond, Virginia, catching the services after our services, look and say, what in the world is going on? Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Hallelujah. Well, as you can tell, listen, the power of God is moving. We're just so delighted to be here with our spiritual dad on today. I want to go to our scripture base right here in Ephesians, the second chapter. Let's read this, and then we're going to share what the Lord has given us for you. It says, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive. Together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life wherewith he quickened him. For it is by grace, his favor, and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. Amen. And he, check this out, raised us up together with him, made us sit down together, given us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Now check this out. Check this out. Here's why. He did this so that he might clearly demonstrate to the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, and his kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus. Now, that doesn't make you want to run around your kitchen, do a backflip, do a high five. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. When we look in the word of the Lord, we see here that God has brought us from nowhere to somewhere for such a time as this. He did it with a thought in mind to clearly demonstrate himself, his goodness, his favor towards us in Christ Jesus. Yes. In other words, God wants to use your life as a window display. He wants to use your life as a platform. He wants to use your life, like the scripture says, you and your children are for signs and wonders. Uh-oh. Now, that's no average thing right there. But here's the deal. You got to go to the beyond. In other words, beyond just being your mom and daddy's child. The Bible says all of creation is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. You are in sonship. You are an ambassador. Yes, yes. You are a representation so that God can demonstrate his power. And when God demonstrates, you know what he does? He gets demonstrates. Well, you say, well, I don't know. You know, you don't know what I'm going through. I got a loved one in the hospital. Let me tell you something. I know what it's like to have a loved one in the hospital.
Yes, you do.
I know what it's like to be in a court battle.
Yes,
I know what it's like to have a child under the tire of a car and his head should have exploded. I know about it. And let me tell you something, in moments of crisis, in times like days we are dealing with, you got to be more than human. You got to take your seat. You got to get back in your seat. Some folks done got out of their seat, but you got to get back in the seat, seated, come on, in heavenly places and legislate from there. Come down. Stay where God has called you to be. God raised my husband up, Pastor, just like he raised you up.
Yes.
He raised my husband up. And let me tell you, he did it in record-breaking time.
Yes.
I had to go beyond what our human reasoning, beyond the doctor's reports, beyond the medical reports, beyond what even my human eyes were seeing.
Sure.
I had to look through the lens of faith. I had to walk in the spirit.
Yes.
I had to hear what the Holy Ghost was saying and say to the thing, say to the mountain, say to the sickness, say to the high blood pressure that was crazy, the fever that would not break, and all of his numbers was all over the place, the memory that was lost. I had to say to it what the word of God said.
Boy.
And let me tell you something. God gave us a miracle.
Yes,
and you were an instrumental part of that.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. By way of the Holy Ghost, divine providence, we had gotten a message from you. Now, everybody want Pastor Rod at their church, right? Okay? Good. We all know that, right? You're busy. Busy reaching people all around the world. Get a message from you to come in that you were having a tour with Valen Christian College.
That's right.
You thought it was the tour being on assignment. See, God will use you more than you know he's using you, right?
I didn't even
know. So the message from you, what it did was remind me of the seed.
Wow.
It reminded me of the seed that was sown. So even while I'm sitting at the hospital, you know, the assistant gave me the message of the message that came from you. It was God saying to you, it was bigger than Valor being on a tour.
Goodness.
It was God saying to me, I remember your seed.
Hey, God.
Your seed secures
God.
Your future.
Yes.
Your seed secures the spot.
Yes.
Your seed goes up the road. Let me tell you something. I want to challenge you even in this moment to look beyond what you've seen with your natural eyes,
yes.
beyond human reasoning. Oh, this is a big one. Beyond your emotions, beyond how you feel.
There
never
you
mind
go.
All of that.
There
what
you
did
go.
God say? I want to challenge you even in this moment to sow into the ministry. There are many of you that can sow a $100 seed.
Yes.
There are more of you also that can sow a $1,000 seed.
Yes.
I know when the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Let me tell you something. The Lord breaks the back of the enemy off of your situation in the name of Jesus. Divine recovery
yes.
is coming to your household. Divine recovery is coming to your marriage. Divine recovery
Do
is coming
God.
To your health.
Do
Divine
it,
recovery
God.
Is coming to your mind.
Yes.
You're getting your strength back. You're getting your joy back. You're getting your vision back
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I want to encourage you to sow your very best seed. Sow that $100 seed. There's many of you that will sow a seed of $1,000. You will sow that seed. And there are some God is speaking to you to sow maybe even like I did, to sow that $10,000
yes.
seed.
Yes.
What does that really compare to when God has been so good to us?
Wow.
I want to encourage you. Let me tell you something. As God is speaking to you to sow your seed, I want you to go now. I want you to sow now, plant now, and trust God. Are you buying a miracle? Absolutely not. We don't play those shenanigans over here. We don't play those games. Let me tell you something. I sold my seed, and I saw my husband be raised up.
Yes,
I didn't
did.
Even know that. I saw major blessings that happened for me immediately the same week. So it was a recurring, a perpetual
my
harvest
goodness.
That happened from that one seed of sowing that seed that God instructed me to sow into this good ground
yeah.
right here
yeah.
in this ministry, Pastor.
Yeah. A perpetual seed, a one-time seed can affect, as it did for Dr. Pullings and Bishop Orrin, a lifetime miracle. A one-time seed can produce a lifetime miracle. When I first saw Dr. Pullings today, the first thing I said, how's Bishop? And I know because I watch him, he's strong and vital and powerful and mighty in God. And the adversary tried to take him out.
He tried.
Tried to take him out. Now, we didn't even know each other when Dr. Pullings sowed that seed. And she did it online. She didn't ask for a meeting with me. It would be a long time before we would meet each other. But wouldn't you love, I was thinking about this while the anointing was flowing through her so mightily toward you, right there where you are today. Wouldn't you love to be here today and just be right here in front of Dr. Pullings and myself and allow us to lay our hands on you and believe for your miracle? Do you know why? Because the anointing is tangible. That's what these cloths are all about. It's nothing about the cloth. It's about the tangibility of the anointing of God that is transferable. Did you catch it? Because obedience is the language of overflow. Agreement. Dr. Pullings, myself, you agreeing right now is the language of the accomplishment of your miracle and the acceleration of your miracle. Something's about to happen for you. We have this service one time every year at the direction of God. And I want to encourage you right now, sow a seed, put a seed on it. Can you buy a miracle? People always say that don't have any faith. Of course you can't buy a miracle. If you could, the rich would own God. But you can miss a miracle by an act of disobedience. So whatever he says to you, right now do it. For some, it's $50 to wrap your prayer in a seed of expectancy and see it accomplish everything God sent his word to do. Just pick up that phone. Maybe it's a $100 seed. For some of you, it is that seed that always gets heaven's attention because it always gets your attention. No one sows a $1,000 seed casually. You pray over it. It's an expression of the extension of your faith. And when we agree, if any two of us on earth agree, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by our Father which is in heaven. So call today, write to me, or just log on at rodparsley.com. Put your most urgent prayer request in there so that we can place it on our altar. And after the last song has been sung, the last shout has been shouted, the last prayer has been prayed, we're going to send your prayer cloth back to you as a point of contact, for the release of our faith in agreement together.
You can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe His promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you, saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
Well, it's rare. We're in rare company today on your breakthrough. And I don't say that lightly. I've known many, many, many anointings in my life. I've known very few that carried the mantle of God like this woman that He placed His hand upon. My daughter in the faith, I'm so proud to say that. Dr. Medina Pulling, she's my very, very special guest today. And it's a great delight for me as always, and for all of our viewers around the world, anytime. We have the opportunity, and thank you for accepting my invitation.
It's an honor.
And coming to be with us today on Breakthrough again.
It's an honor.
Well, we've already tapped into a flow.
Yes.
So I'm going to just turn you loose and let you carry us all the way home.
We love tag teaming.
Let's do it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is moving in the midst of everything that is happening. I tell you, the power of God is moving. God is moving throughout the earth. He's moving through His people. And I'm telling you, there's a divine opportunity. Even here, you know, Pastor has been calling everybody back to the altar. Let's get to the altar, get to the altar. You know, one of our biggest breakthroughs happened as a ministry. We needed expansion. We needed a bigger facility, a larger facility. Yeah. And it happened through the wings of prayer. It was
That's
in a prayer meeting, in a shut-in, praying, crying, talking to God.
Yeah.
Went to go into the next level of the prayer, Pastor, and the Holy Ghost said, don't pray that. In other words, I was going to pray what we had met about, what we talked about, pray the vision, and the Holy Ghost ripped up the list basically in the spirit and said, now, pray this. And He began to have us pray beyond what we were even talking about.
Yeah.
Beyond our bank account.
Yeah.
Beyond what we knew was even available.
Sure.
But see, the Holy Ghost knows.
Yes, he does.
And so we went for praying and started calling forth the classrooms for the children, the banquet hall, the fellowship hall, so the saints could fellowship.
Yeah.
We called forth the gym for the kids. And we're just declaring. And I mean, the people of God just started running through there, running throughout the sanctuary,
yeah,
like somebody backed up with a truck, Pastor, and just dropped it all off.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God was moving.
Yeah.
You're in this moment here, right here, because God is calling you to the beyond. In other words, to trust Him beyond your bank account, beyond what you've been seeing, beyond what you've been feeling, beyond what you've been seeing. He's like, listen, you're about to break out on the left and break out on the right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We talked about how we are called to live in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That Zoe life is in us that gives us the ability to live in any climate. Okay? God will run a river right up through your desert. God didn't tell you to go on pause.
Yes,
he didn't tell you to check out of living. Right now,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, those of you that have gone to sleep and put your dreams away and stopped living and stopped evangelizing and stopped being who God has called you to be, wake up, because God has called you to more. He's called you to the beyond. Let me tell you what God did. The Lord, before the year was out, actually it was about 2 months later, God opened up a big door. We closed on 16 deeds, 16 in one day.
What?
16 deeds. Property we didn't even know was available. The gym, the banquet hall,
good,
the classrooms for the kids, all of that. Now, I'm not sitting here to be braggadocious. I know better than that. But to tell you that there is something that God has in store for you,
yes,
and God wants you to prosper too.
Are
you the one? He'll raise up one that says, you know what? I see the ministry. I see what World Harvest is doing.
Right.
I see the impact around the world. I see the millions of pounds of food that's being distributed and given out. I see the babies, the lives of the babies that have been saved through the clinic. I see that every time there's some catastrophe and something happening in the earth, World Harvest is right there on the scene, helping to make sure that people are receiving food and they're getting aid and shelter.
Yes.
You're seeing that. Let me tell you something. God doesn't need everybody.
Right.
All he needs is some people that will obey him. And I believe that you're one of the ones.
Yes.
I believe that you're one that said, you know what? I'm sowing. I'm not only just sowing into this beyond that God is calling me to. In other words, enlargement, expansion. When we say beyond, God is calling you to function beyond human ability and human effort. I want to encourage you to sow your seed of $1,000. You are a part of that remnant. You are that one. I told you, there may be 100 that says, you know what? We don't believe in the gospel. We don't believe in all that preaching. We don't believe in the Holy Ghost. You know, they don't even want to air the Holy Ghost anymore.
No,
all right? But we can't do nothing without the power of God. I want to encourage you, because God will raise up one. And how he raise you up, he will empower you. Economically, he will cause you to prosper and to flourish.
Yes.
He will cause you to expand and to grow phenomenally.
My God.
I want to encourage you to sow that $1,000 seed. Yes, you. And when God tells you to sow, you go ahead and you don't delay. You don't hesitate.
Mm.
You say, yes, Father. Yes, sir. And you go ahead. Even as you sow, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Even as you sow, there's enlargement. Even as you sow, there's an increase,
thank
a multiplication of the favor of God upon your life. Not just you, but your children. Favor like the Bible says. Hallelujah. Favor for a lifetime in Psalms 30:5. Not just a day of favor, but a lifetime of favor in your senior years, in your golden age. Hallelujah. God will cause you to walk in the favor of God.
Yes.
The Lord take you from glory to glory, strength to strength, faith to faith, power to power, in the name of Jesus. Sow that seed even right now. Perhaps, thank you, Holy Ghost, I hear you. Some of you say, I want to sow that $1,000 seed. Well, you sow it over time.
That's
sow that $100 seed.
That's it.
Sow that $100 seed. Make that commitment and say, I'm sowing that $1,000 seed. I'm sowing into truth. I'm sowing into this expansion. I'm sowing into this breakthrough. I'm sowing into this surplus and overflow. The Lord calls you to see the hidden treasures. The Lord causes you to grow and to prosper, to be like Isaac, who sowed in famine and in the same year received 100 times
it?
As much. Yes, he
in
did. And God is doing it even right now. Miracles are still happening.
Yes.
Healing is still happening. Breakthroughs are still happening. God has chosen you. You are a kingdom financier. You're clear about
That's it.
You're
That's
clear
it.
About it, that God has called you for such a time as this. Sow your seed. Sow it now. We're going to watch God work.
My great God, I want to run. That's what I want to do. I just want to get up and just shout the high praises of God. I know that every word out of this prophetess is true. I know that she has a word for you today regarding accessing beyond. There's something, and you felt like it's just beyond your reach, and you've almost given up. But here we are today, gaining your attention, talking about agreement, talking about having a miracle, healing, and victory prayer cloth service to take God at His word. Special miracles were worked by the hands of Paul, insomuch that they were brought from him, handkerchiefs and aprons, and when they were laid upon the sick, just physically, financially, family, those things were healed. Are you hearing me? This is agreement. That's what this cloth is about. You and myself and Dr. Pullings and hundreds of thousands around the world agreeing on the night of that prayer call service. But I need you to get your seed in the ground today, because the language of agreement is the language of access. You're going to touch it. If any two of you on earth touch and agree concerning anything that they shall ask, God said, I'll do it for you. Whether your seed is $50 or $100 or $500 or that uncommon seed of $1,000, do it now.
You can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe His promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you, saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.